and welcome to another edition of Igayutet. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is...
Noqahluk Eshtogui.
Yes, and we're here to talk about today's topic, which is intentions and attitude. So first we'll start with what our ideas are about intentions.
How I talk and react to things that are happening, your attitude is your outlook. How you see the world and people around you, it is what you put into the world.
That's powerful, huh? That's powerful. Mm. Yeah. And there can be a lot of variety to our attitudes.
Mm-hmm. Your attitude can be up or down. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the way that our attitudes work within us, how we think can really impact those attitudes. The way we think and the way we feed our own brain and the way we deal with our own mind can steer our attitudes in certain directions, right?
Yeah.
Now, are there ways that you work on your own attitudes, Esther? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you keep your attitude? How do you try to balance yourself so that your attitude stays on a more compassionate side and a more positive side for the world and the people around you?
I have to be aware of it. If I'm not careful, if I don't examine words I'm going to say to other people, if it's not good, then I decide not to say it, but be on the positive side.
Is there something that helps you become more aware of your attitudes? Is there something you do in your day-to-day life that helps you do that?
Yeah. You have to really be into yourself.
Mm-hmm. But you don't mean like in a selfish way, but in a curious way.
Yeah.
Like, who am I? Where are my ideas coming from? How am I... What is making me behave a certain way toward this person or toward that idea, right? It's more like that kind of a curious exploration not really self-centered, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we want good things toward other people, we are not to be stingy about that, you know, and it shows in every day what we do. So it's up to me. It's up to me to be really be aware of myself. Huang nikilpku malla zalilu qailunayu qlham qalaqtlqaqa mugulkin qtaqluku amlgmi huang kudatsalput qanlput yulput huang kutniktang yuitaput.
That idea that we have to be responsible for our attitudes, and the only way to be responsible is to be self-aware. mm-hmm. and to know where we're coming from.
Ilini yukunka tang tu kutta awataitni witayu nakluni. A kaisunayukutfnata. Yuk nayu yunakslha. Ay parnik nakslha. Chulam tap lagat down a huyuk chuk. Our ancestors say that, depending on how I act and what kind of words do I use when I speak to other people?
Our attitude is kind of like a fuel. It kind of mm-hmm. puts us in a certain direction mm-hmm. in our behavior or how we think about maybe other people. And sometimes it's good to really be willing to let go of some of your attitudes, mm-hmm. to calm them down and to first be aware of them, to name them, yeah. to be honest about them. Like if I have a negative attitude towards someone, I have to be willing to own up to that in my own mind and be aware of it and say, you know what? I have an attitude toward that person and it's making me speak to them in a way that's not totally respectful, or I'm not really listening to them because mm-hmm. of what I have inside me, and I need to deal with that. I need to let that attitude go and help that attitude become a more compassionate one.
Yes. Sometimes when we eat fish that's perfectly done, the salt is just right, and the dryness of it is just right, and the smoked, how it was smoked, and how it was cut, and how it was put away.
Yeah,
you know, elders can look at that, and they can say, "Yuk jilrim una." Bilakline umyok jilrim una bilakline. A person who has good attitude must have been working on this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It shows.
It shows.
Yeah. People can tell what the attitude is that you had going on mm-hmm. when you were preparing that food.
Like our ancestors say, our attitude is the way how the product is done, and they could see.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Munachzak.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That when you do everything in a balanced, holistic way, mm-hmm. and with great care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you keep doing, using your, you want your attitude to be good. So we have to practice no matter what situation we're in. When we have good attitude, we are inviting more good
mm-hmm.
and not falling, even though we're facing something negative in front of us. And then don't fall into it, but stay on the positive side. And that way you're inviting good attitude.
Oh, cool. Well, I think what's really good to know is that our attitudes can change.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stuck in one way. They can change and become more positive if they're negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Jamli lini agan kalut mon klahtukut. Tahukun yuk chilrim agan kalukunu natang vachtika. Umyacht kluni sukwatn. Kaisunatakuna kitukhtaklaku. Good attitude will always invite positive things.
I mean, it's hard because sometimes if you feel like you feel bitter or angry and you want to feed your attitude of negativity, that's something you have to be willing to be honest about, that you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to see yourself for who you really are. Having a negative attitude is connected to ways that you've been, like, has some roots.
Mm-hmm.
And those roots can be complaining, blaming.
Yes.
Wishing something negative would happen to somebody else. All of those things kind of feed a kind of attitude. And then the next thing you know, that attitude can take over you and you don't even know it and you're just being a negative person.
Yeah.
And if somebody tries to tell you, hey, what's wrong with your attitude? You've got a negative attitude. And you kind of fight back like, no, I don't. That person is like this and that. So there.
Yeah.
I have a right to be this way toward them. And that's a person who does not have self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really spend time quietly in a relaxed way noticing who they really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we could get lost in that. Yep. People can go years carrying attitudes that bring a lot of negativity to their life, but they think it's the world around them, but part of it is their own attitude. And it's kind of like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good attitude will draw positive things to mm-hmm. you, but a bad one, you're probably going to suffer more often. Well, I think what's probably hard to understand sometimes, and it's kind of a puzzle that people can think about, is all the thoughts that we have running around in our heads and the attitudes that we have, they're not, you don't have to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a bad attitude, you don't have to believe that attitude. You can just notice it.
Yeah.
Go, huh, I feel pretty negative, or I have a negative outlook. And then be curious about it. You don't have to be mad at yourself or think you're really bad. Just notice it. Go, oh, that's interesting. I have kind of a negative outlook on things. I need to be willing to look at that and maybe find a way to let that attitude or let some of these thoughts I have, let them go,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that can be really challenging because our thoughts or our attitude feels so real. It feels like this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to believe your attitude. You don't have to believe every thought that you have. You can, because thoughts come and go.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and out. Your attitude can come and go. So it can actually be kind of liberating to realize that.
Yeah.
You're not stuck.
Your attitude shows up in your face and in your actions. People can feel and see the kind of attitude you have.
You know, that's the other tricky part, is sometimes people can see things and feel things from you, and mm-hmm. you're not aware of your own self.
Yes.
And that's why in the beginning of when we were talking and you were saying, know yourself,
mm-hmm.
explore it.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, we always have something, wonder, questions. When we run into people who are very unfriendly and won't smile at you, they just look at you and they look away.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not thinking of anything, but it's what they have up here.
Up in their mind
mm-hmm. that maybe lets them forget to be nice and friendly to other people.
I know. Well, I was thinking about something the other day. Remember when I lost my wallet?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and I found the place where I had tripped and fallen in the snow. And I dug around and there was my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So I got back in the car. And then we were driving and you were holding my wallet and you were looking at the wallet and you started speaking to the wallet. You mm-hmm. said, thank you for
waiting.
Yes, thank you for waiting to be picked up. And remember you were kind
yeah.
of doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was a really beautiful attitude. Like you were very kind and grateful and you gave that wallet some attention and positivity. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a really great outlook, because I usually would be, I'm so stupid, I didn't zip up my jacket, and so when I fell, the wallet popped out, and I would get into that negativity. But you were so gentle and like, thank you, wallet, for waiting to be picked up. Oh my gosh, that's really nice. That's a lot better than my negative attitude toward myself for forgetting to zip up my jacket pocket. So I thought that was a really nice attitude that you had.
You know, I always believe in everything what you talk to, listens to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom always telling me, the earth has ears and feelings and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to act with a lot of respect to it, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your wallet was beaded.
Yeah, and the backside was sealskin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Those are from the land, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that thing, whatever I was talking to your wallet, because I know they have ears to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though they may not respond back to me. And I believe in that, what she told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you start to think like that and believe that about the tundra, it makes the tundra more kind of magical or kind of alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also let the tundra help heal you
mm-hmm.
because it can listen to you.
Yes.
When you have something hard and you want to share that and get it mm-hmm. out of your system. Yeah.
And in return, little sticks or berries or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In return, they'll say thank you to me, mm-hmm. but I won't hear it. But they're there humbly. Even I'm not humble at times.
Well, they have a good attitude.
Yes.
They have a humble attitude. Yeah, that's right. So you could see how this topic can kind of actually have a lot of depth to it.
It's deep.
Yeah.
And it's wide.
Yeah. Yes.
We just talked a little bit of part of it.
Yeah.
Little tiny bit of it.
Yeah, that's right. So the other thing we kind of thought about was our intentions. And our intentions are sometimes, they're fed by our attitude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about when you're cutting fish and you're really focused and concentrating like that, your intentions are pretty clear,
mm-hmm.
pretty clean about mm-hmm. what you're doing right then.
Yes.
And it would be good if we could take that mindset when you're cutting fish and have that mindset for the whole world around us.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yes.
That would be like, to have that kind of calmness and focus and presence,
mm-hmm.
be right here, do what's right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
no good, no bad, it just is what it is, you know, in a peaceful way. That's just hard to do every day.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard.
It's like when you you get ready to cut fish and right there you're getting ready to go on a journey with lots of good tools.
Nice.
Just one fish. You put your all in. You put yourself all in, whoever's working on the fish, not only the cutter. The go-getter.
The go-getter, yep.
Yes. Go-getters are...
The hanger.
yes, and the uh-huh. hangers and the watchers
mm-hmm.
and the cutters.
Yeah.
Because we put our mind, our spirit, our physical part of it, part of us. We all... Ogun klug, ogun gut gun, jolly do gut fish shank. With that kind of intention,
mm-hmm.
that's what we do when we work on our subsistence catch.
Yeah, see, that's why it's a little extra delicious.
Yeah.
And people do that like when they're out picking berries. They're very... They're just focused on being there
mm-hmm.
in the wilderness with the berries and just picking and having that they're there. They're not worried about the past or the future. Mm-hmm. They're just right there in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yakakamku. It finanmni at a giant kit lachdoilin, Madrungi kupang kakluni at Salukbek was at Dowjimk. Tamaku 20 kitukatakamki. What can Rutlanka? Doitun ridamkin this time. Asamiku ang lilut ang lut noun kiknaktun. I say this to them when I'm not going to pick them. I'm going to pass them by, and I say this time I won't pick you. But maybe next year, when you're a plumber, when you're bigger, I can find you and pick you. I want you to grow big, not with only one ikubak. You know,
you
I
want
do
a whole
this,
bunch.
Umyokakam kutot and pitung. Umyokan rinam kustoi time nasuyagusuku. Ayakino. Kaplita guam yoktua donka. Cloud bearers, I mean. What do you call those? They're always hiding under there. Big.
Berries?
Crowberries.
Crowberries. The black ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I know which ones. Those are the other ones. Yeah.
The blackberries you can see.
Yeah.
But these ones, they have big leaves.
Right. Yeah.
And they're under there.
I don't
leaves.
Remember what they're called. Okay.
But.
Anyhow.
We call them yuchtun huankutapitoput kavlagnik.
Okay.
And I remember one elder say, when you pick berries, when you see crowberries, pick them. They'll be so glad somebody favored them. Yeah.
See, that's also like having empathy for the tundra.
Yeah.
And the plants and berries that are on the tundra. You kind of feel for them. And that's really beautiful.
Because I don't like to be left behind.
No.
I mean.
Oh, and the berry doesn't like to be left behind either.
Yeah.
That's so good. No berry left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be our show, Igayutut. And thank you for listening. And we will have another show next month. Thank you for listening to Igayutut. Hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green. Produced by KYUK.